Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hello there, Mr. Grant.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, good to see you once again. Came
Likewise.
Through a season of your Kingdom Builders series and
yes.
Seminar recently, and you want to talk about a kind of a new reformatting of actual workshops that you're going to be doing on a regular basis. Now, you've always done workshops.
I have, and what's changing? Yeah, I've been... To a large degree, I've been a little cavalier in saying, hey, just go to our website. And so I want to be more informative to the listeners to say, these are the actual opportunities that we have coming up.
Okay.
And I use the word workshop very strategically because a lot of places do seminars. And for me personally, when I hear the word seminar, I think I'm going to be sold something, you know, that I'm going there to look at a product. I'm going there to be looking at some sort of a direction that somebody needs to take me. And the workshop is really intended to be exactly that. It's actually a working shop. It actually is a working educational session so that we can begin to get individuals educated about this thing called estate planning.
Okay.
And so the term workshop is really strategic for me. And I want people to understand that when you come to a workshop, the goal is to give you a great foundation of what estate planning looks like for multiple different scenarios. And also that you can walk out of that time, maybe discovering some of your own values and what you actually want to implement as the process moves forward. So it really is intended to be a working, thinking environment. It is not just a static, let's sit down and talk with each other, or let me just give you a bunch of information and try to get you to move in a direction. It really is a time to communicate, ask questions, and work together in the educational process. So I'm really excited about the new format. We've also established a strong biblical foundation. So, and that's really something new as well, that in previous workshops, I really put on the attorney hat and tried to stay within the confines of legal attributes that you need to be thinking about as we do this journey called estate planning. And maybe after a couple of years of doing this program, getting more comfortable with how I'm presenting myself, to be honest, then I really find that it's time to start taking a bolder step. And that bolder step for me is that I want these workshops to have a firm biblical foundation. And so what does it mean to have a biblical foundation in estate planning? It just means that we are supporting every step we do by Scripture. So it's my heart, and I think that it is scripturally based, that estate planning is not optional. It actually is mandatory. It's mandatory that we think about how we are going to pass on a legacy to our family. What does it mean for God to give us wisdom, direction, and a vision? And what does it mean then to utilize the legal environment to accomplish those goals for our family? And so in the new workshop, we're really taking a stronger biblical foundation of what does it mean to do this journey? And so we'll use Scripture. We will look at different things that the Word has to say to us as Christians distinctively, and why this is really our journey, a part of our Christian journey. And it's not just a good idea. It's really a biblical mandate.
And there are biblical reasons for all of the normal questions that people have when it comes to estate planning, which I think is going to be an interesting way to kind of focus and contextualize normal questions about estate planning. Like, is there a biblical basis for the difference between like a will and a trust?
Or yeah.
There is. Well,
yeah.
That'll be interesting how you bring that out.
Yeah, there really is. Okay. And so these things are going to be discussed in in length, and they're not just going to be the legal structure. So I utilize trusts far more than I've ever used wills in my practice. And that value actually comes from who I am as a follower of Jesus Christ. Hmm. It doesn't come just because it's a good legal idea. Hmm. Now, it's also a good legal idea, but it really is both of those blended together because I'm not just an attorney. I'm not just a Christian. These have blended to become who I am as an entire person. Hmm. And so for me to separate just the legal from the Christianity, for me to separate a legal concept from a biblical concept, I'm not even so sure I can do that anymore. It's just been so much ingrained in who I am, both of these identities, and I don't segregate them. Hmm. And so therefore, I really want the workshop to demonstrate and to be prevalently about who these two inner working ideas, mm-hmm. that we can do good work legally, and yet we can do things with a strong, absolute biblical foundation.
And another thing that's really unique about your practice, too, I've noticed, is you insist on this relationship as opposed mm-hmm. to just, here's your legal document, see you again in 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just not your thing. You want an ongoing probably yearly relationship.
100% correct. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we can look at Scripture and find out that God is only about relationship. As a matter of fact, that was the very beginning, which is He created man for fellowship, and then we fell away. And so His entire premise from the moment there was the fall, from the very moment, was to build a covenant with His people for the purpose of relationship. And so in estate planning, it is my firm belief that relationship matters. It is critical to ensure that whatever we are building actually comes to pass when it is time to use it. Now, we can use it at either a time of disability, or we can use it at a time when we pass away. So we need to have relationship in order to keep the legal premise at its highest level. And so, yes, even the very concept that is unique to my firm in throughout the Pacific Northwest is this is relationship driven, which I believe is a reflection of God Himself.
Good, good. Okay, well, tell us about this seminar then. So what kinds of topics will you be discussing at, not a seminar, it's a workshop.
Thank you. Yes, good correction. And so let's make sure that I don't fall into that as well, right? Many of the things that we just discussed, but what is it? Why does every person need to do estate planning? And so, again, there is a distinct biblical foundation and there's a distinct legal reason why every single person needs to be doing estate planning. And really, even let me take one step backwards before I discuss other topics. Really, the workshop environment itself is positioned so that we can have wisdom. And I think we understand that the word is full of encouragement to say, get wisdom. Proverbs, it's all over the place. So Proverbs 4, 6, and 7, do not forsake wisdom, for she will protect you. And then verse 7 continues, the beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. So in other words, go to work and get what you need. It doesn't come by osmosis. It doesn't come just because you were told once and now you know everything. In other words, it is a proactive, continuous issue that we strive and seek after wisdom. And so James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God who gives generously to all without fault, and it will be given to you. So wisdom will be given to you when you seek it and when you ask for it. Proverbs 14:1, the wise woman builds her home, but with her own hands, the foolish tears it down. So the wise woman builds her house. Mm-hmm. And that's really one of the stronger scriptures that I've read so far, which is we need to build a house. We need to build a vision that will last longer than ourselves. And how do we pass wealth? How do we pass on our wisdom to the next generation? And the word says that a wise woman, so we have to be wise in the building of the things that God has given us stewardship over. Stewardship isn't just being frugal. It means having a vision with what he has given you. And we need wisdom in order to operate within that vision. So we need to consistently be striving after wisdom. And Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. And so God's proclamation is, get wisdom, listen to wisdom, use wisdom to build what I am giving you stewardship over. And that's really my heart in the workshops, is the beginning journey of these scriptures is get wisdom. So we have to get off our rusty dusty, and we have to actually do the work and seek after the things that will allow us to take the next step in building our own home.
Are these workshops then for anyone, or is it just for people who maybe already have an estate plan or have a large amount of money?
So, yeah, good question. They really are intended for all different spectrums of individuals. Okay. So whether you have a little or whether you have a lot, this workshop will be something that is valuable regardless of what your bank account, investment accounts, or anything else says. As a matter of fact, your investment account probably looks really different after the past several weeks of what the stock market has done. As a matter of fact, we're recording on one of the bigger drop days that we've had in a long time. So we're a week ahead of when this is going to be playing. But
you're not a stockbroker, so
I'm not a stockbroker, yeah. But I watch. So regardless of how you've been touched over the past month, or how you've been touched financially in the past 3 years of really good stock markets, or whether you've had a little, or whether you have been given a lot, you need to do estate planning. So, and that kind of gets us back to what are some of the topics. So some of the topics are, well, what's the difference between a will and a trust? How do I know which one my specific circumstance needs to use, because those are the two tools that any estate planner has, a will and a trust. So what's the difference between them, and how do power of attorneys work, and where do they fit into the scheme of estate planning? Everybody needs to do estate planning specifically for the protection that power of attorneys add to your life. And so what if I need to utilize Medicaid? So that may be a discussion for someone who feels insecure about their finances, or says, well, I don't have a whole lot, and so what benefit could I possibly get from doing estate planning? Well, there are things that we can do to help prepare an individual to be positioned for long-term care needs. And and we can position you to ensure that you have power of attorneys, because every single person needs to do estate planning. Or if you have much more, then we need to position you so that that transfer of wealth, that it's not just the transfer. In other words, from the top down, we don't just think in terms of it's my money and I'm giving it to somebody, but rather, is the next generation prepared so that the vision and the stewardship can continue? And we can build a biblical foundation and a legal foundation to support that ideology. Okay. And so it doesn't matter on what spectrum of finances you have, you need to do estate planning. And our passion, our hope, is that we can give you wisdom, regardless of which side of the spectrum you're on, and that we have an opportunity for you to gain that wisdom, begin to work on this, and actually come up with some values that greatly matter to you so that we can begin to see the picture of where to march from there.
Okay, well, you have another workshop coming up soon, and kind of reorganizing the way these workshops go, kind of the biblical foundations
of estate
planning.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay, and when's that happening again?
So that is coming up on tax day. What a better day. Might as well get it all out of the way. So let's get the taxes done, and then eat something, not pasta, because then you'll fall asleep at the workshop. So it's going to be from 7 to 9 at my office And there's also a live stream option, and it's on April 15th. These are only going to happen quarterly. And so if you miss this one, then you're waiting for another entire 3 months to get back to where a workshop is going to be available. So now's the time. It is now. Okay. Procrastination is not the name of the game. So April 15th, it's happening in Linwood, and there's a live stream option. So if you hear this and Linwood is a little bit of a further distance for you to travel, don't worry. We can have an option that you can sit down comfortably in your home, log on, and you won't miss a thing.
What's that website again?
So head over to our website. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Legacyandfaith.com. You can get more information. There's opportunities to sign up to our April 15th, A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. I want to invite you out to our newest workshop, A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning. It's happening at our law office on April 15th. You can attend in person, or you have an online streaming option. You can head over to our website to register for either in person or online. Our website is legacyandfaith.com to attend our April 15th A Biblical Foundation to Estate Planning. That's legacyandfaith.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show this week, talking about an exciting new workshop.
Yes.
That Paul has kind of reorganized. You've always had workshops. You had your Kingdom Builder seminar recently. And we're talking about how these workshops are going to be different and very valuable to people.
Yeah, and it really is a biblical approach to estate planning. You use that phraseology. It really is the phraseology I've always used. And we want to not divorce these concepts. We don't want to put our Christianity in one bucket and then make sure that how we manage and our financial lives into a separate bucket. We want to make sure that these are meeting the same goals, having the same vision, and that they can work cooperatively. So, yep, come on out April 15th at 7 o'clock to our office in Linwood or their live streaming event. And, April 15th, it's going to be a great workshop.
Well, let's get into some of the reasons why anybody does need an estate plan, kind of basic. But let's review some of those reasons that people do need an estate plan.
Yeah, and we mentioned a few of them just before break. But so estate planning really is not for the rich and famous. As a matter of fact, many rich and famous people haven't done estate planning. We hear that in the news all the time, that people with millions and millions of dollars die. Prince was one of them. I forget the other R&B singer who passed away in Detroit.
What
was Aretha Franklin? Mm-hmm. And she didn't have any type of estate planning. So these are people with, you know, because of their position in the entertainment, they just have massive amounts of money, and yet they never did it. So number one, my call to action is exactly that: act. And that kind of goes back to what scripture we talked about, which is the beginning of wisdom. Well, then go get wisdom, right? So do something. And so procrastination is not your friend. I know that none of us probably have the innate internal ping that, hey, our time is coming close. Now, maybe some do, but nonetheless, I didn't wake up today thinking, oh, today's my last day on Earth. But I don't have anything that absolutely guarantees me that I am going to make it to the end of today. So my estate plan has to be ready for today's circumstance. So everyone needs to do estate planning, number one, because it's the best thing that you can do for your family. I talk to people about their primary reason of coming into the office and sitting down with us, and overwhelmingly, the highest priority is that I don't want to leave a mess. I don't want to do what my parents did, or I just had a friend pass away and I'm watching their kids run around with their head cut off like a chicken and they just don't know which way is up and they're afraid to talk to an attorney because they don't have any relationship. So why do you do this thing called estate planning? Well, the term estate planning, I think, first gives us a thought process that that's what happens when I die. Okay, I'll come back to that. But if that is true, then don't you want to leave your set of instructions to your family to make sure that they have the proper instructions and give them peace and security at a moment when it is considered a very, very bad day? Your family just lost somebody that they love, and now on top of it, they don't know the first thing to do. They don't know the first step to take. They don't have the documents that set in order everything to give them the peace of mind that they actually want. And so it's amazing at how many clients do come to me that say, well, I'm doing this and I'm motivated because I don't want a repeat of what I saw either in my family or people that, and friends that I've been watching. So why do estate planning? Because number one, we want to leave secure instructions to someone else. Well, let me address really quick, and then I'm going to get to the estate planning isn't just about dying comment that I made. There is a misnomer that if you don't do something, Washington State is going to take it all. That is absolutely not correct. Washington State will not take everything. But what will happen is that if you don't use your own voice, Washington State's laws will dictate what does happen. And so therefore, it's not that they take it, it's that they determine what will happen with it. And of course, I can tell you story after story of somebody dying. They had $100,000. They, in their own mind, they probably didn't think that they were rich. They probably didn't think that they had, quote unquote, a lot of money. And so why should I need estate planning? Well, the back end of that story is because you have a son, your only son, who's an addict. And I could not stop. I went to court. We tried to get the court to intervene to say, this person has a high probability that they are going to kill themselves with this money. And the court, their hands are tied. They look at us and say, we admire what you're trying to do. We see what you're trying to do, but I have no legal premise other than what the law says. So there is, now you may not have.
And that's a real case study you ran across.
That is my firm. Yeah. That is me showing up in court and trying to find a legal premise to adjust what was not done. And I can't do it. And by the way, that unfortunate person was also in jail at the time. So now the jail is going to start taking stuff, and it's a colossal mess. Now, you may not have a son or daughter that's an addict. You may have someone who actually, your kids may be doing very well financially. But the instructions in what we do in estate planning is more than just writing people a check. And so, number one, we need to understand that procrastination is not going to assist us because we don't know the day or the hour that it is our turn to meet our Savior face to face. So we need to be prepared on this earth as though it really matters because, oh, by the way, it really does. Now, also in the term estate planning, so why does everyone need to do estate planning? This, again, I think is probably one of the biggest overlooked areas of what estate planning does. We think about dying when we hear the term estate planning. But yet, what if your health was compromised? That is as much about estate planning as protecting you as an individual.
While you're still here.
While you're still alive. And so ensuring that you have power of attorneys and that they're properly done to protect those mm-hmm. that we leave behind, mm-hmm. or excuse me, during your lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so we need to protect you first. You are the first priority in all estate planning. So if it's not for the sake of preparing something for your family, then do it out of self-preservation, which is, I may need assistance and I want to make sure that I control what that looks like instead of, again, leaving it to what the law currently says and or just hoping my kids do it right. That also produces probably even greater insecurity in families, which is mom or dad is having a difficult time and now we really don't know what to do because we've never had the conversation. Well, that's why we do estate planning. We need to do these to prepare and protect you during your lifetime, and then also prepare to ensure the smoothest transition when it is your time to see your Savior face to face.
Okay, well, we are getting ready for another workshop, kind of reorganizing the way he presents workshops. Now, you've always talked about the biblical foundations of estate planning, but you're going to really focus in on that on every aspect now during these workshops.
That's
now,
right.
Just a short amount of time, April 15th.
Yes.
Just a two-hour workshop.
Yep, it's a two-hour workshop. Okay. It's not intended to do everything, but it is intended to build a biblical foundation at every turn and begin to give you the tools to think about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. What are your values in this thing we call estate planning? This is a workshop. It's not a seminar. It is more than just you gaining knowledge. It's actually starting to utilize this session to build your plan forward.
Be at your offices in Linwood, and people can also live stream it too at your website.
That's right. So head over to our website. You can register for either of these options, which is come and sit down and hang out with us or get onto a webinar. They're all on April 15th. Starting at 7 o'clock, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. That's legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, always great stuff. Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.